Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering class. If you'd like to listen to USA Prepares, you may do so by going to GCNlive.com, GCN as in Genesis Communications Network, live.com. We originate from Genesis Communications Network, and we fan out across the broadcast spectrum. Wrench Radio, wrenchradio.com, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. You can listen to us there. You can go to the Odyssey and BitChute, the Ron Gibson channel, Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. Ron is his first name. Gibson is his last name. You can go to the Global Star Radio Network and listen to us on Global Star Radio, Galaxy 19 satellite, and AM FM outlets across the United States, and also a telephone listen line, or it's just great while we are live, which is between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time. That's 605-615-1815. That's a telephone listen line. That's not a number to call in. That is to listen on your phone should you choose to do so. 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. And that's brought to you by Global Star Radio Network. And thank you, Todd Waite. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How's everything there in little sunny Missouri?
Well, you know, there was a little problem with a few guys with some rifles, and they were shooting up a parade in Kansas City, Mo. And, you know, I mentioned that, you know, where are all the men, right? Well, one guy for sure tackled the shooter and put him down. Now, I think he didn't kill him, which, you know, that's too bad. But one of our Missouri types has had it, and he put this shooter down, which is wonderful. And it looks like there are three of them, at least, and their names have not been released yet. But can you imagine the condition of the United States of America where you can't have a parade without the threat of being shot? And so these criminals need to be dealt with, and I think they need to be dealt with in the public square. No backroom executions, no letting them off with a lighter sentence because, well, maybe they forgot to take their meds. When people do premeditated things like this and start shooting into crowds and make our cities unsafe, just arrest them, try them. If they're guilty, convict them, and then hang them in the public square, right in the public square, and let them dangle for several days or a week. And let everybody remember, this is what happens. This is what happens in the United States of America starting now.
Yep.
We've had it with Joe Biden.
If you hang them
America,
and leave them for a few days, it'll tenderize them, too. Easier to bury.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, yeah, and it's the right thing to do because nature can then take its course. The birds will pick on the carcass, and there won't be much left after a while. That's going to stink. But after a while, you know, there won't be much left, and just take a shovel and a broom and put the rest in the dumpster. Or put
yeah,
it in the
you know what gets me
in the wood
about
stove.
That shooting? You know what just blows my mind about that shooting? Is listening to the stinking liberal mayor afterwards coming on there. People should be able to feel safe at events like this. It's like these liberal morons can come right up and state the obvious right after a tragic event. It's like, and what, does that somehow give you some kind of a authority or some kind of, you know, oh, I understand your pain, kind of like Clinton, you know? That kind of stuff just, people just need to think about what it is people say. You know, I've learned, and I've got some things on the agenda today, but I have learned that in most cases, people can't fathom what they're reading. Even if they have to read something, they don't seem to turn the reading into an ability to do anything about it. I'm talking about everything from repair manuals to how-to books of any kind, to biblical scripture, to you name it, literally, you anything. They can't do that, and they don't hear. You know, it's like I've said before, Louis L'Amour said, and I'm not sure if anybody ever said it before him, but he's where I first read it. Many men hear, very few listen. And if we would just do that and then act on it, our country would be a lot different. Just listening to Joe Biden talk, just hear him, but listen to all of the gaffes and the stupid things that he says, and then do something about it. And Kamala Harris, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi, and anyway, you just listen. If we would just listen and then have the backbone to do something about it, we would change. It was such an eye opener. I listened to the whole interview with Putin by Tucker Carlson. It was, and I don't agree with everything Putin's doing. He's a communist. I mean, I don't believe he's no more of a Christian than my dog. But the reality is, he is a competent leader, and his understanding and his grasp of facts and history, from his perspective, of course, he's Russian, so it's going to be his perspective. But just being able to listen to a man that can put all of his faculties to work, jump around in conversation, and articulate what he's trying to say in such a articulate manner, you know, it was just so nice to be able to see a leader that wasn't apologizing all over himself and making a fool of himself. It was just so nice to see that in that sense. Like I said, I don't trust the guy as far as I could spit in a whirlwind. But the reality is, it was nice to see it in any case, because we have been so used to watching one leader after another in this country that can't hardly put, you know, two sentences together, and that Jean-Pierre, whatever her Raggedy Ann thing is, she can't either, you know. She's just like the rest of that mayor of, whatever city, Kansas City there. Well, just stating the obvious and then stating an agenda plan that is so stupid, you just can't even hardly fathom it, you know. Your comments, and then
Say something nice about Missouri. I'm hailing from Missouri. I live on a farm in Missouri. I chose to be here. And the Missouri Constitution has a Bill of Rights, Section 23, about the right to keep and bear arms, ammunition, and certain accessories. Here's what it says. The right of every citizen to keep and bear arms, ammunition, and accessories typical to the normal function of such arms in defense of his home, person, family, and property, or when lawfully summoned in the aid of the civil power, shall not be questioned. Let me say that again. This is a quote. This is our right in Missouri. Quote, the right of every citizen to keep and bear arms, ammunition, and accessories typical to the normal function of such arms in defense of his home, person, family, and property, or when lawfully summoned in the aid of the civil power, shall not be questioned. End quote. That means when the police pull you over, they are not allowed to say, you have a gun? Do you have a handgun? Do you have a pistol? Do you have a rifle? Do you have a shotgun? Do you have any ammo for that? Do you have a scope? They're not allowed to say that. You are not allowed to be questioned in the state of Missouri regarding firearms. You're allowed to have them. And I was thinking about this parade. Now, I certainly would not be at a parade. I don't do things like that. I don't set myself up to be injured. I try not to do that. So I don't go to parades. I don't go to games. I'm not going to sit in a stadium. I'm not doing it for many reasons. One, you're under surveillance. There's cameras scanning every single face and recording it at these big games. That's another reason why I wouldn't go. And also, you're trapped in there. But until they decide to let you out, right? Well, if I were in a parade, you know, as a spectator, I would be armed. There's no way I would not be armed in Missouri. No way. No way. Because you can get shot. There's no way that I travel around town. There's no way that I go to Springfield without being armed. That's all the time. I'd have to be nuts to not be in a position to protect myself or Mrs. Finelli or our son or have them protect me. We'd have to be nuts. The world is upside down, inside out, backwards, and inverted. Why do I carry? Because it's too heavy to carry a cup. You know, it's the old saying, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So, class, you don't need to go to games. You really don't. And when you're all done, what have you accomplished? What have you accomplished? Would you accomplish more by going to a parade or working in your garden? Would you accomplish more by learning how to fix some machinery or going to a parade or a game? You know, they're talking about Adele. She's in the UK, and she's some fabulous singer, allegedly. And it's like £1,000 to go see her sing. And when you're all done, and your wallet is £1,000 sterling lighter than it was, what do you have to show for it? Do you have two rototillers? Do you have a used Mercedes? What do you have? Nothing except memories.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle's got syllabus in front of him. He wanted to go through the syllabus. Kyle, please continue.
Yeah. Okay, so this is, I'll lead up with this. I was in, I had some time to kill yesterday. My wife was in at a book study thing that she goes to. And I went in, so I like to haunt the pawn shops. And I do that all the time because I'm always looking for something. You never can tell what you're going to find and what you might have not thought of. That you could use, I like to hit two or three different ones, and I know which ones I can make a deal with, compared to the ones that I can't. But one of the pawn shops that, I went to, I was just standing there listening, and a guy came in, and he had a whole bunch of battery powered, DeWalt tools to sell or to pawn. He wanted to pawn them. And the guy at the counter said, you know, I've got a lot of these things right now and the cash flow is just too low. I haven't got the money to be able to loan you anything. And I thought, wow. He said, then afterwards, when this guy left, I started talking to him a little bit. And he said probably 14 out of 15 people that are coming in there are coming in to pawn something. Almost nobody comes in and buys anything now. And so I was looking around his shop, And he's got all of these DeWalt tools of every kind you can imagine, but he's got almost new price on them. Well, I don't need any of them. I have plenty of all of those, and I have backup batteries, and I've been using the same tools, and they've never even given me a twitch of a problem on any of them. So I didn't buy any. But I thought to myself, you know, here's a guy that's running and own. He's the owner of the pawn shop. Here's a guy that's running the pawn shop, sitting on all of this money. Because the reality is, if these guys that come in and they'll have a, say, their drill motor, their electric drill motor cost them $200. Well, a pawn shop is going to be somewhere when they come in for a pawn of it. It's used now, so it's worth about half of what, you know, for retail. And the pawn shop's going to think about, well, all right, it's $100 that I get, that I'll be able to sell this for. And then he turns around and he offers them about $25 because they're in the bit, they're in a captive audience. They're with people that are going to take it for whatever reason, drugs, finances, lost job, you name it. And so people will do it. He had, I'll bet he, Vince, I'll bet he had 150, at least 150 DeWalt tools sitting on the shelves. And they're all marked at about $100. Well, I looked at a bunch of them and, you know, they're cleaned up, but you can tell they've had some pretty hard use. And I thought to myself, you know, sometimes you can find these things brand new on sale. For a lost leader kind of a thing, for 125 or 100, sometimes of 100, but most of the time about $125 brand spanking new, just the tool. Sometimes they'll even have a small battery and a charger. And I thought to myself, you know, no wonder you have a cash flow problem because you're too high on all of your stuff. You know, you don't know how to move it. And so I left there, and he's not dickerable. The guy, I know the guy, he's got a lot of stuff, but the guy won't dicker with anything on his tools or anything, maybe $5 or $10, you know. It's not worth it to me. I'm not going to do it. So I happened to go to another pawn shop, and this is a young guy who's running the shop. But sounds like the music's coming. I'll finish on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really interesting. And what we're talking about is greed. I mean, really, it's a used product. And I've seen what you're talking about. These tools are beat up, really beat up, thrown around and beat up. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and more than a dozen others wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
We hop over. I hit my face.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, the Chiefs offered condolences, did confirm all their players, coaches, staff, and families were safe. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina is stepping down from his leadership role on Capitol Hill. The 83-year-old Clyburn served both as the House House Majority Whip and the Assistant Democratic Leader in the House in the past. He tells WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, he now plans to get more involved in President Biden's reelection campaign. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet company is making a deal with the Israeli government now. The nation's officials announced Starlink technology will be used in Israel and parts of the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today you've got your
take my when you go to the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us. He's talking about the current conditions that he's observing at pawn shops with tools that mechanics might use, tools that you might be interested in. Kyle, please continue.
Yeah. So the second pawn shop that I went to, is I also dealt with the owner. It's just a little, I like the small pawn shops, not the ones that have branches all over creation, so to speak, because they're usually more in tune with what's happening, you know, to the rest of the country, and they're sharp about watching people and knowing what's going on. Even the first pawn shop guy said the same thing. He's just not quite a great businessman. He's more of a, you know, he's kind, like you said, he's kind of greedy, you know. Anyway, so I went to the second pawn shop, and I thought this was really interesting. This is a young guy. I bet he's not more than about 32 or so. Been in this, had opened up this pawn shop about, I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe, when he was really young. I remember when he first opened up, he looked like just a kid. And he went into this business and was in there with some friends, younger guys that all started a pawn shop together, and eventually he's bought them all out. Well, he's running the thing. So I went in there with him, and I'm looking around because a lot of people bring stuff to him, and he does the same formula that all the other pawn shops do, and that is they will give you about a quarter of what it is that you want to, that they can sell it for, about a quarter. And in their defense, I used to know one of those guys really well, and he said, "You have no idea how much stuff that we get pawned in here that's stolen, and we've just got to give it back." So their loss, you know, it's a 100% loss on that particular item. So I understand their thinking. I'm not saying I agree with it, and it seems greedy to me, but, you know, if people were to think about it, they're charging you 20% interest per month. That's 240% interest per year. That'd be like getting a credit card with 240% interest. How many people's going to do that? You know, no one in their right mind. But anyway, I've got a point here. This young guy, I went in there and I found, I was looking through things in his counter, and he had a box of 13 dental pick tools. And some of them, there's 13 of them in here, and there's about six of them that are the German brand and good high quality hard pick stainless steel dental pick tools that he's had up there in this kind of a little metal box. And he's got $3 a piece on them. Well, you and I both know, Vince, that sometimes you need some kind of I've got some dental pick tools that are specifically for dental, but you and I both know as you're working in the shop, there's times where you want to try to get a hold of something and it's down in a little tiny hole and you can't quite get the screwdriver down in there to move it. And a dental pick tool works excellent for that. Well, I told him, because I know this kid, and I said, what would you take for all of them? And he said, see, that'd be 13 times 3 is $39. How about $20? So I got all 13 of them for $20. Then I'm looking through his counter there, and he's got some 30-06 ammunition there in a box, but the box looks kind of beat up. Well, I said, can I see that? And because it happened to be 165 grain flat point RP Remington Peters bullets, and my particular hunting rifle really likes 165 grain bullets. It's extremely accurate, out to 450 yards. That's as far as I've tested it. But out to 450 yards, the 165 grains do really well for me, even factory loaded ones. And I do hand load my own. But anyway, so I opened up the box because it is a pawn shop. Always you trust but verify, you know, kind of thing. You always look at something and check it out before you put your hard-earned money down. And so I opened the box up, and sure enough, one was missing. One bullet was missing. One was completely not even, it was a nickel-cased cartridge rather than brass, nickel-coated brass, and it had some kind of an exotic-looking bullet in it. And it had another bullet in there that was Winchester, you know, all in the same box. And he had $29 on it. And I'm not sure if whoever took this in on pawn or bought it even looked at it, you know. But anyway, just kind of freaked him out. And I said, so what would you take for that? And he said, oh, you know, how about $10? Well, I took that right then and there, you know. So for basically $30, which was about the cost of a brand new box of 30-06 bullets, $29 I think they are at Walmart. If you can get the 165s, most of them are 150s or 180s for some reason. But anyway, I got a box of, for $10, I got a box of 30-06 bullets. There's just 17 of them in there. But I'm fine with 17 bullets for $10, you know, already loaded. In any case, my point is, folks, one of the things you're going to need to learn to do and do well is to barter. You don't want to barter and then not purchase, because that will give you a bad reputation. The dealer or the owner of a store, if you just try to, if you're bartering with him on something and you go through the mental, you put him through the mental stress or the thought of how low he will go on something, and then you don't buy it, you will get a bad reputation, and he will get to the point to where he won't drop anything on for you at all. And so I took both of them. I bought them both. It was worth his time because he parted with something that he didn't think was worth very much. And I got something I could use. And I developed a relationship with this kid even better because now I'm a customer. And I'm back because I know, just like he does, that most people are just trying to pawn stuff and you don't have many buyers. Because the same thing that's true for the one pawn shop is true for all of them. But you've got to learn to barter, even on eBay. I'll give you another example. We had that real bad cold spell come through here a while back, and it was 40 below zero at night. And it was below 25 below zero at night for about a week. So, and it was only warming up to maybe 4 or 5 degrees in the daytime. So it was a big difference. And on the 40 below day, it was like 15 below zero for the high. So it was really cold. Well, I've got some wool jackets and different things like that. But I got to thinking to myself, you know, I'd really like to have a thin down coat that I could just throw underneath my work coat and be able at layers with, when you layer things and it's really cold, you stay warmer. And anyway, layer this thing up and I could work outside and I've got good warm gloves. So I'm looking through eBay and I see this guy that's got a thin down coat on there and he's got $29 on it. Well, I looked it up, and it showed the tag, and I looked up the brand of this particular little down coat, and it was about $83 to buy the coat brand new. It's a pretty decent quality coat. And so I'm looking this thing over, and I made him an offer of $15, free shipping, $15. Nope, he turned me back. He turned me down. Okay, well, it's all right. It's just an email. You know, it don't cost me nothing to offer. And if you make an offer on eBay, you got to be willing to pay it. I would have paid him $15 for this coat, right? But I just put it on the watch list because on eBay, you can buy something by putting it on the watch list. And I'm sitting there just on the watch list, and I thought, well, he's going to see that I'm just going to watch. So I wait a couple of days. All of a sudden, there comes this email through. Oh, the guy on your coat dropped the price down to $20. And so, but he's added $8.30 shipping. So I thought, okay, well, this ain't going to work. I ain't going to do that, you know, because they're tricky. You got to watch what they're doing on eBay. I've seen some really low prices. Then they want $100 worth of shipping, you know, so. Anyway, don't get fooled by that. So anyway, I come back to him on another, it says make offer. And so I put in there $6.70 for my offer. And then I left his $8.30 shipping on there, so it would be $15. And of all things, he took it. You know, it's like I knew when he dropped from 29 to 20, he wanted to move this thing. And so that's what I did. I bought it for $15, you know, an $80, $83 coat. And it works like a charm. It's so handy. If it's like today, the high around here is going to be around 18 degrees. And I can put that little down coat on and put my heavier vest on. And if I need to go outside and do something or plow with the plow truck or push snow off of the cars or whatever, anything is like that, or do whatever chores I need to do, I can do that. And it's quite comfortable. It's easy to put on and it's easy to take off. I like those kind of things. The only thing with any of these little nylon coated coats that have the down in them, unless you go to the really expensive ones, they tear. So don't haul your wood with any of these little nylon coats. If you look at them wrong, they will tear. So you got to be really careful with the nylon because they tear. That's the one good thing about the wool. But the wool, for some reason, just a little wool jacket and a heavy vest on outside in the cold does not keep me near as warm as this little down coat. Your comments, Vince?
I have several comments about the prices that you negotiated for the cartridges, the 30-06 with the mixed old stock. Well, you know, if you're going to shoot them, they're going to have different trajectories because some of them are different. Not many, I mean, most of them are the same. So what I would have paid, $10, exactly your number. And the dental tools, that was high at $29. But at 13 of them for $20, quality stainless steel, German made, that's a fair price. That's exactly what I would have paid, but not more. And I've got a couple comments when we come back.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us in Montana, and we're talking about strategies and bartering and negotiating. And y'all know that I studied finance and economics formally for 6 years, and informally before that and after that. But one of the things that I learned formally in finance and economics classes, you know how they talk about Merrill Lynch is bullish on, you know, on Wall Street. So there's the bulls, and those are the guys who think the market's going to go up. Then there are the bears who think the market's going to go down. So the thing that I remember about one of my professors saying in finance class was, you can be a bull or you can be a bear. Just don't be a pig. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is pigs are greedy. And when Kyle was telling me and you the story about the pawn shop where the owner of the pawn shop, the prices were too high, that's being greedy. And being a pig is what came to my mind. So he can probably have all of nothing. I mean, he can keep building his inventory and paying 25 cents on a dollar to buy it, but he's probably not going to entertain a lot of customers, at least once I spend funds there. Now, here's another story that kind of dovetails with that. So I used to go to gun shows. I used to love going to gun shows. I haven't been to them in a long time, and I don't want to go. The joys of going to gun shows has been eviscerated by the authorities, you know, the people posing as customers and attendees who are working for the government, who are trying to entrap you. I don't like that. People using license plate scanners, driving up and down the parking lots to see who's attending the gun shows. I don't like that. The surveillance of the cell phone numbers and who's in the inside the venue. I don't like that. So I don't go. But I used to. And I made a lot of friendships there. At gun shows, I used to love to talk to the veterans. You know, they were in combat, and they would talk about what it was really like. I'm talking about World War II guys and Vietnam guys, and it was a great learning experience. I used to love it. Well, there's a guy that sold ammunition there, and he and I became friends. You know, I'd see him every few gun shows, and you know, we got to know each other's first names. And we would say hello to each other by first names. And I would bring our son. And he brought his sons to help him with his selling at his table of ammunition. So he sold ammunition by the case, ammunition by the box, ammunition by the, you know, the sub cartons. And we got to be friends. And when I went there to buy ammunition, let's say the price was $100. Because I bought from him and because he gave me discounts in the past, I didn't even have to ask him. I would just say, I'd like to get that. And he'd say, okay, well, it's marked 100. How about 87? That's great. Thank you so much. Now, what happened next is exactly what Kyle's talking about. He's talking about building relationships. So this gentleman and I were friends, but his boys knew me. And his boys knew that I was his dad's friend, and vice versa. And they met our son, Bam. So Bam would go, and Bam would say, I'd like to buy that. And it would be $100. And his boys would say, well, for you, you know, 87. So that relationship transferred, well, maybe not transferred, but it migrated to our son because of being nice and kind to each other. So those are the kinds of relationships that will happen. And I believe the next thing that Kyle would tell us is that when he goes to these pawn shops where he's developed a relationship, and if he says, well, how much is that? And if it's marked 100, they'll probably say, Kyle, it's 87 for you. Kyle, am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. So at the same pawn shop, I was looking over there, and he had an old GE radio, the one that plugs in and with batteries, but it's a shortwave receiver as well. And I thought, man, I don't know if I need that or not yet. And so, but I told him, I said, you know, I'm not really, and I tell him this right up front. I said, I'm not sure I need this yet, but I'd like to know. I'm going to think about it for a few days, but I'd like to know what your bottom dollar is, because he's got $30 on it, because they're vintage. They're hard to find. And I haven't seen one in a pawn shop in years. And he said, you know, if you decide you want it, I'll let you have it for $15. But what you've got to learn to do when you develop friendship with people that are selling stuff is you've got to say what you mean what you say. If I told him I would have taken it, it would have destroyed the relationship when I did, or at least damaged it. And you don't want to do that. Your word has got to be something they can count on if they go and decide to drop their prices and their money. That you think about it, they're actually handing you something. In a sense, they're handing you their money. And in
right.
order
and what
to
you're saying,
them, yeah,
what you're saying is that a person could easily squander goodwill and credibility.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.